Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Brust. It's been a full week without Greg Scalzo. But I just, you know, despite the rain, I think it is a happy Friday. Because it is game three, Bucks-Bulls tonight, people. Bucks-Bulls tonight. It's 1-1. It's closer than I think a lot of us thought it would be. But I am ready to go. It's Ben Brust here alongside Alex Stroff, who's in for Greg Scalzo. Been playing musical host. Happy to have Strophy alongside me. Actually, when I say alongside me, I can see you, but we are virtually alongside each other. We are streaming on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. I am in Chicago at our sister station, ESPN 1000, and I had a great time driving, and I had a great time listening to all of the Bulls love and the excitement, and they haven't won a home game in the playoffs since 2015, and that's exactly why I'm laughing my face off right now, because they won one game and they think that they're gonna do it again. Alex Stroff here, Josh DiMaggio, and Alex G, the Scalzo and Brust family in full force. Alex, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm pretty good, Benny. I gotta say, though, your happy Friday needs a little bit of work. You need a little bit more mustard in there, right? Can I? Do you mind? Can I do one for you?
You want to try?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Give it a go.
Happy Friday!
Yeah, I like
need a little
that.
More mustard in that, good.
You have the natural mustard voice. You know what I mean? Like, you have a little bit more girth and a little bit more to you.
That's what she said.
Yeah. There we go, Joshy. Thank you.
Happy Friday!
Yeah, that's it right there.
Now we don't have to do it at all. We can just keep on rolling.
There we go. So I want to get back to your point, though, Benny. Driving into Chicago. So everybody down there, our teammates at ESPN 1000, they're riding the wave right now, aren't they? They're feeling way too good, way too confident, aren't they?
Tom Waddle, who's very much like our Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, you know, that former NFL player who is pretty, you know, smart when it comes to all things, you know, life, sports. He's like, I'm on the Bulls money line. They got momentum. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is phenomenal. This is absolutely phenomenal. Yes, I do know that Chris Middleton is out. And here's what has been lost in all of translation. This is round one of the NBA playoffs against the Bulls team who couldn't beat anybody good all year long. And they finally beat a good team. And I got to hear from all of them. And I actually do want to hear, Joshy, from Chris Middleton, because he didn't have a chance to speak from reporters since his sprained MCL. The prognosis there right now is that he'll be out 2 weeks and then he will be reevaluated. Here's what Chris Middleton had to say to reporters.
I just felt, you know, something go loose in my knee. Try to shake it off, run it off a little bit, but unfortunately didn't feel right. So at that point, I just wanted to get it checked out. And, that's when they kind of figured it's over the news.
So he felt something come loose, which is never a great thing to hear. But also, Chris Middleton said, hey, we did this last year. And I think that's what a lot of people are forgetting. Not with Chris Middleton out, but with Giannis out.
We did it last year as a group. When Giannis went down, everybody stepped up and played major parts. So, you know, I expect nothing less. I feel like, you know, guys are ready to step up and play. And they know right now it's win or go home time. So I know they're going to give it their all.
And I ask you, Scalzo and Brust family, 800-990-3776, which Buck not named Drew or Giannis needs to step up the most? Which Milwaukee Buck not named Drew Holiday or Giannis Antetokounmpo needs to step up the most in this series? And my answer, simply put, is Bobby Portis. Yes, he got out, knocked out of the game in Game 2. He has the sick goggle glasses thing going. If you missed it on Twitter, there, just search Bobby's name. You will be able to find a sick picture of Bobby in goggle glasses. He's fired up. He changed his profile picture to a cut of his eye and the bloodshot eye, and that gets me pumped up because not only will he bring an energy that this Bucks team needs, he will bring offense and confidence that this team is lacking. Quite frankly, the Bucks have not put their chests out like they are world champions. I have not seen the Bucks play with that intensity. And you know what? Part of that could be, you know what, they were thinking, you know, it's round one, we can cakewalk this Chicago Bulls team. Well, guess what? It's not the case anymore. So, I ask again, 800-990-3776, who do you want to see other than Drew or Giannis step up the most? Bobby P for the victory for me. Who you got, Alex Drove?
Well, just one more thing on Bobby, Benny, that I don't think you mentioned, right? And that is that added chip on his shoulder now. He gets knocked out of Game 2. He's playing now in Chicago, where he used to play regularly when he was a member of the Bulls. So there's that extra added chip to his shoulder as well that I think will provide that extra punch for him as he returns to the lineup tonight for Game 3. I'm going to go with the champagne popping buddy, Pat Connaughton, the guy that's going to eat up some of those minutes with Chris Middleton out. I would like to see him take that extra step. He hasn't played his best ball offensively here in the first two games of this series. And like I said, he's gonna get some more minutes now with Chris out of the mix. So I would like to see Pat Connaughton add some extra spice. And then we say the word step up. That's why I didn't answer Brook Lopez, because he has played so well, at least offensively, these first two games. And if he can stay consistent there, I think we're in really good shape as in the Milwaukee Bucks. So I would say Pat Connaughton, but Brook Lopez, another name that comes to mind for me, Benny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can, you know, really say Brook Lopez from that standpoint, because like you mentioned, he's been playing really well heading into the first game against the Bulls. His last three games, he had been averaging 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, so he was starting to, you know, get in a groove before this series. But I think Pat Connaughton is a guy that's going to get a lot of votes because he has not shot the ball well this series. And when I think of a guy that was instrumental in them winning the NBA Finals, it was Pat Connaughton. He was the best clutch three-point shooter at times for the Milwaukee Bucks, and it didn't matter whether it was against Brooklyn, whether it was in the NBA Finals against the Suns. Pat Connaughton stepped up and made shots, and I think because of Chris Middleton's injury, he will end up getting more consistent minutes. And I think that's something where he has not been able to find a rhythm. It's hard sometimes when you're just coming off the bench and you get a couple shots. He's going to get extended minutes now. There's no doubt about it. Those 35 minutes that Chris Middleton was sucking up, those will be distributed between Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton. One of those two from the outside need to get going because they have had way too many open looks, and it has not gone through for either of them. 800-990-3776, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. Give us a call there. We want to hear from you. Which Buck not named Giannis or Drew needs to step up the most this series? I say Bobby Portis. Alex Strofe says Pat Connaughton. Anita in West Bend says Grayson Allen needs to step up, not just for the way it would bother the Bulls fans, but for the Bucks. And I agree with that as well. I think that like could be awesome from the standpoint of he's going to be booed. He's going to be a villain. What better way to just shove it to Chicago on a two-game road series? He played his best game of the season against the Bulls at the United Center in their last game of the year, so I hope he can continue that. Ashton Sheboygan chimes in. He says, I know he plays less defense than in a men's league pickup game, but do you see Jordan Wara getting any runs to try and spark some shots? And for that reason that you started with, I say no, because at the end of the day, Bud only trusts the guys that play defense. That's why if George Hill was active, he would be playing ahead of Jordan Wara. That is an interesting question, though, because Jordan does have an ability to score. But if he's not scoring, he's net negative for the Bucks, and the Bucks need net positives from a consistent standpoint. They cannot build a less confident team than they have right now. And if you insert somebody that is a net negative, that just doesn't set you in the right path for success.
Yeah, no, I thought that was an interesting question because I didn't know. I don't know what the game plan looks like here with him kind of getting back into the mix here. So that was an interesting question there. But another text on the text line, I don't know what this means, so I want you to tell me what it means, Ben, okay? You ready? Bill 4 in Wauwatosa says, Budenholzer voice text. I assume that means Budenholzer, but he can't really step up. I guess he could step up the in-game adjustments, but like, what does he want from Budenholzer in terms of stepping up?
I think you hit it. I think he wants in-game adjustments, but to that I say give Coach Budenholzer a seven-game series. He's not going to lose to the Bucks. I mean, one of the best things that I saw from Bud is he adjusted last year in the playoffs better than he had in his entire career, and he's been through so many of these playoffs, whether it's been a head coach or as an assistant, that I think his experience will shine through in a first-round series. He is the last guy on the list that I am worried about. But again, 800-990-3776. Let's go to John in MKE. John, you're on Scalzo and Bruss presented by Bud Light. Who do you want to see step up, not named Giannis or Drew?
All right, I'm going to cheat and say I want the entire team defensively to step up and play pissed, you know? We know they're a good team. We know what they're capable of. But they haven't played with any sort of anger. I want to see a little bit of controlled, aggressive anger. You know, nothing stupid and reckless. But I just want a little anger in their game tonight. That's all I want.
John, you nailed it.
Thank you for the call.
I love it. Like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm fired up right now for tonight's game, knowing that Bobby Portis has a profile picture of his eye gashed, knowing that Grayson Allen is a villain, knowing that Giannis has a motor unlike anybody we've seen in the NBA, and I want Giannis to attack the rim. I don't care if he gets six charge fouls and fouls out. I want him to attack the rim, draw defenders, finish. Well, I take that back. I do want him to draw defenders and pass, and that's something that he did a better job in the second half of. He's got to continue to trust his shooters. I just think this team didn't play with an energy like world champions have played, like that need to play with. Like, 100%, they have not. And, case in point, when Grayson Allen did nothing for them after being the villain at home, he's got to bring it on the road. And then last possession, when it was a three-point game, Pat Connaughton gets rebounded over by Alex Caruso, a guy who's known for hustle. Guess who's also known for hustle? Pat Connaughton. Can't get out-hustled by their out-hustle guy. On that same possession, Vucevic got a tip-out rebound to DeMar DeRozan, which led to a five-point game after he scored a layup. Those are two hustle plays down the stretch in which the world champions were out-hustled by the Chicago Bulls. That cannot happen.
No, no doubt about it, right? I mean, that sequence is really obviously what led to the ultimate demise in Game 2. They were still in that game. The other note I kind of want to hit on with the Bucks, I mean, they clearly haven't played their best basketball yet in the series, Benny, but the free throw shooting. When are we going to get Game 6 Finals free throw shooting back, right? Like, Giannis missed 7 of them in Game 2. You lose that game by 4 points. Like, I mean, it's certainly something that needs to get back on the up and up like it was in that final series last year. It's just weird. They don't get good at free throws until it really matters. But this team needs to do what you said very early on in the segment, Ben. Play with your chest puffed out like your world freaking champions, which they are.
Trophy.
Bingo.
I love it. And I have to tell the people in the Scalzo and Bruss family how you can win VIP Deer District passes. I mean, for the entire playoffs. Bad on me. Hand up. Pat on the back to me. That's what we do in the Scalzo and Bruss family. The two winners from our challenge yesterday, we're going to be asking you for dad jokes in honor of Giannis. The passes that you can win for the Deer District VIP are for the entire playoffs. Correct, Joshy?
Correct, Benny.
So then all you got to do is follow at Scalzo and Bruss on Twitter. Give us your best dad jokes and make sure you tag at Scalzo and Bruss and at Deer District VIP. We'll be selecting two more winners. And when you win, it's for you and a guest. We're going to select two more winners at the end of the show today. So again, follow at Scalzo and Bruss. Give us your best dad joke in honor of Giannis and make sure you tag at Scalzo and Bruss and at Deer District VIP. And you have Deer District VIP tickets for the entire playoffs. It's shoulder to shoulder out there. It's not nice tonight, but when it's back for Game 5 and it's going to be beautiful over the weekend, when you're out at the watch parties, do you want to be shoulder to shoulder fighting for beer lines? No, you want to be VIP where you know you can get to the bathroom, you know you can access booze. So again, follow at Scalzo and Bruss, give us your best dad joke, and tweet at Scalzo and Bruss and Deer District VIP. This is Scalzo and Bruss presented by Bud Light. Uncle Homer He's the best. He talked to George Karl, and I have a follow-up from him. He talked to George Karl earlier today on his show on 94.5 ESPN. We talked to Home Slice next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Go ahead, Ben.
No, look.
You try your best. You got it.
That was so mean. It's not even funny how mean that was.
Scalzo and Brust.
Josh, answer the phone.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So badly, making a fool of me. I'm so keen, baby. I got your back like we're still 17. I'm gonna
Scalzo and Brust on a Friday. Joshy DiMaggio bringing the Friday tunes all rest of the show Woo! Long.
What was that? Was that Strophe?
Yeah, that was me. Woo! Feel like I'm eating a Palermo's pizza, baby. Woo!
Sounds like you're barking like a dog.
But if you're gonna woo, if we're gonna woo, let's woo. Because I'll tell you, you know what? This is a good time to bring up Palermo Screaming Sicilian. Because whenever I talk about Screaming Sicilian, it usually is around like big games. And I remember I indulged when the Badgers won in Madison against Purdue to win a share of the Big Ten title. Celebrated with that Screaming Sicilian pizza. A night like tonight.
Woo!
Go to your local grocer's freezer. Get the delicious whole milk mozzarella cheese with a secret tomato recipe sauce. And then you got all the toppings in the world with that buttery crust. It's just amazing when you put it all together. The Bessie's Revenge. The Mother of Meat. The Mambo Italiano.
Mambo!
The Boss
Mambo!
I like that. Start wooing, though. Remember
woo!
Find your screaming pleasure and enjoy the Milwaukee Bucks if you're not going out. Stay at home and enjoy Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. This is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. The wooing dog in the background that you hear Woo! Is Alex Strophe, who's in for Greg Scalzo, myself, Ben Brust. We are now excited to be joined by Uncle Homer. Homer got to host with me yesterday. You getting ready for your nude walk around Fiserv Forum?
I don't need to get ready. I'll do it whenever you decide that it's the appropriate time. Not at all worried. Very easy.
What the hell did I miss?
I knew I'd... So Homer said that he would run around naked if Herb Cole sold the team. And so since that happened, we have to hold him accountable.
How many years ago is this?
Long time ago, he was a horrible owner, and I said, they're never going to do anything until he sells the team, which, of course, is accurate. I said, if he sells the team, I'll run naked in front of, I don't know what it, if I said the fight, so I don't remember the specifics. And I had forgotten about it, and someone called me on, and I said, yeah, we'll do it at some time. And I don't know why it came up yesterday, but.
It couldn't have come up on a better show, so we now know and have it on the record.
Well, I didn't want to do it because I don't want to get a ticket. And I said, I'm going to do it at 3 a.m. where no one's watching, but I'll do it.
That might be a worse time to do it because there's only cops on the road at that point, right? That might be the worst time to do it. But Homer, all a man has is his word, and it sounds like you're not being a man of your word. I'm slightly disappointed in you.
Fine, but to this point, yeah, but I'm not slightly bothered by that at all because I'll do it. I don't have any fear of worrying of doing it. So
it sounds like
to be
do,
a
though.
Category. Seems like no, it seems like a category that I just needed the involvement of Ben Brust to make sure it gets done. You'll get old one day, too, and you'll figure it out.
Yep, and you know what? If you do that, I'll just vow whenever I turn your age, I'll do the nude walk in front of Fiserv as well. How about that?
You didn't know. If you want to, it seems stupid, but we'll do it. We could. I was going to say we could do it tonight, but you're busy.
I am at our sister station in Chicago right now at ESPN 1000, and they are very excited here in this city, and I hope to wipe away all the smiles. Homer, I ask you a simple question. Other than Giannis or Drew, for this series, I don't want to go beyond this series, who needs to step up most for the Bucks?
I'm guessing that it's going to be Portis because it's Chicago and he's always looking for a fight. And, given that they poked out his eye, I would say that he would be my choice because he's very much interested in this turning into a free-for-all.
Homer, who has disappointed you the most so far through two games of this Bucks-Bulls series? Who has been the most disappointing?
I would say it's been a group. I've seen the most pathetic group of turnovers that I haven't seen since I was coaching a sixth-grade team. Like, they just pass the ball to no one. The sloppiness at the beginning of game two, or I would just say that I don't know how they do that. You know, it's like watching them go on the floor with no shoes. It's hard to figure it out because it's just not something they've been prone to do. And I wanted the stat always to be where you have turnovers, but you have forced turnovers and unforced turnovers like you do with rebounds. Because I think that's been the sad part. I think all of them are Giannis. It's like, there seems no purpose with the plays or passes which end up being a turnover. I can't even give much credit to the Bulls.
Giannis actually has not been a big issue from a turnover standpoint. It's been Chris Middleton who had 7 in game one, and then he had 3 in the first half. And Drew Holiday had 5 in the first half in game two. They had 10 as a team in the first half. So here's my thing off of that. I think turnovers are a recipe of lack of focus. And to me, this team needs to play like world champions. I want to see the chest out. I want to see the Bobby passion. I want to see them not have a lack of focus, because when I think about those turnovers, a lot of them were what you mentioned. When you have unforced turnovers where Drew Holiday is holding the ball and Alex Caruso just strips it from him, that's just not being focused. And so to me, that is part of a reason why I'm optimistic, because they're not taking them that serious. But now, you've lost a game. It's time to go now. You have to go. You can't turn the ball over. You got to play more crisp. You got to play more efficient. And now without Chris Middleton, your ears perk up and eyes perk up even more. So that's why I'm curious to see what tonight looks like. And I know I mentioned, you know, we're asking the audience, 800-990-3776, who do you want to see step up other than Giannis or Drew? I think this is an opportunity for Giannis to enhance his legacy, not just from like a standpoint of a first round series against the Bulls, but it's the playoffs, and they've beat the Bulls. The Bulls have beat Giannis one of the last 15 times. So he should be able, even without Chris, to take care of the Bulls. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're not wrong, because the best player always gets blamed if you don't do well enough. But his numbers last game were pretty good. But, yes, if they don't get it done, if he scores 40, he should have had 45. I think it's going to come down more to the other players. Who all had contributions. If I was going to pick someone that I would think, other than just Portis and the emotion, Connaughton was such a big part of the playoffs, and those
huge
guys
part of the playoffs.
They're going to get more minutes, and he's proven in the past he can do it. So when you think guys have to step up, it's pretty easy to start with the ones who stepped up in the past.
Uncle Homer with us here on Scalzo and Brust. Homer, I know big-time Benny Bucks can't touch any of the action, so I'm going to defer to you here. Bucks by 2.5 tonight. I'm all over it. Are you driving straight to Illinois to back me on this one?
No, I had the Bucks winning in 4 or 5, so I don't know what to do.
I just told you what to do. Drive straight to Illinois and put the mortgage on 2.5, Homer. I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah, I need a new mortgage. I've already got my mortgage invested. I think that's a good play. I don't know how much I would bet. Confidence is an important thing, even for a better, not just a team. It's clear that it's on the Bucks. And if they lose tonight or struggle tonight, then it's clear that the Bulls are just way better than people give them credit for. Because there can be no issue of the Bucks not being prepared for tonight. That's not possible. They've proven and shown their ability to come back, both as a team and I would say also Budenholzer, Bud. And so there can be no question if they struggle or lose about, well, they didn't care enough. This is not the same team as a year ago when you could wonder, because they've done it, they've proven it. Another struggle or loss means the Bulls are just way better than people are being given credit for.
So Homer, I ask you this.
I like yours. I wouldn't go that heavy, but what do you mean, come on? No.
Well, no, first you're not a man of your word. You won't take your naked walk, and now you won't place any dollars on the Bucks 2.5 tonight. It seems like I don't know you anymore, Homer. I'm very disappointed.
Well, you need to work on your hearing. You don't seem to hear what I'm saying. You hear what fits your agenda. I said I would bet on the Bucks, just not as heavily as you would. I said I would walk naked. I even suggested tonight he's busy. So it'd be nice with your thoughts on what I've said that you actually listened to what I said. But go ahead.
No, actually, I now don't want to ask you a question, Homer. I want to ask Alex, what did you think of Homer's thoughts other than yelling at him for not being a man of his word?
I thought his thoughts were terrific, Ben. I heard everything you said, Homer. I just heard the things that you're not doing, which disappoints me.
So what he's doing is he's being
my agenda because he says he's not doing those things.
And you're being a 23-year-old who is really excited about the game tonight, and he's using a little bit of logic that, look, the Bucks have not looked great. Middleton's out, and until the Bucks prove...
But Ben, you're Mr. Bucks. Think about how good they've been under Budenholzer in games 3 and 4. Money tonight.
I can defend your position. I'm just currently scared.
Yeah, so, but did you know last year in games 3 and 4, they were at home after going 0-2 against the Nets and then against the Suns. So again,
Fiserv Forum South, Benny.
All right, yeah, if that's logic that you would like to use, again, it seems like you want to fit your agenda, like Homer said right now.
Love my agenda.
The big thing I messed up on was I said at the beginning that Lopez was going to score a lot of points. You can bet a player to score points. Scored 4. It was at 14 today. It was 16. Now I think they've raised it up. I'm very appreciative of the Brooke Lopez, however they handled it and everything. The only reason that we're not talking about a debacle is because he's back. And I said I got him for 30 tonight.
Wow. Brooke for 30. That's big. That's a lot of points for Brooke. I mean, I don't see that happening. I see more of the guards and Bobby stepping up. I think Brooke will be consistent. He'll get in the teens, but he ain't going for 30. I will say this, Homer. What has two butts and kills people?
What has two butts and kills people? I don't know. The answer to the dad joke, please.
An assassin. I like that one. Can I get a laugh out of you?
That is way too complicated. All right.
We'll go less complicated. Yes. Air used to be free at a gas station, but now it's $1.50. You know why?
No, why?
Inflation.
Very good.
That's good. There you go. I give that a big thumbs up. Yes.
Because Homer, yesterday we were doing a disservice to the audience. We were telling them they only got the VIP Deer District pass for one day. When you win the dad joke contest inspired by Giannis by following at Scalzo and Brust and tweeting us your best dad joke, if we pick you, you and a guest get to go for the entire playoffs in the VIP area for the Deer District.
Oh, baby!
Yes. But you might have people hoping for a long series. You don't want that. Those people want seven games.
Yes, I just want to make sure the Bucks advance so we can make sure these VIP passes are put to good use beyond this bowl series, which I am confident. Thank you, Home Slice.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks, Steve Homer. The Homer True. You can hear him from 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN on Homer and Tony. He, like me, thinks Bobby Portis is going to be the guy that steps up the most the rest of this series with the absence of Chris Middleton. We ask you that on the 800-990-3776 talk and text line. But it's time for a little 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world-famous Bud Light. And does Earth Day deserve a little bit more love? I don't think so.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Well, it's like how I pass swimming lessons. I can't float, and the first level of swimming lessons is floating. My parents had to convince the teachers to pass me because I couldn't float.
Great.
And then I made it to Underwater Explorers.
He cheated in swimming class.
Everything. Josh, everything.
It goes so deep.
Scalzo and Brust.
He cheated at Little Swimmers.
Ben doesn't do this.
Golden guppies. Golden guppies. Couldn't float. Had to convince them to send me to Underwater Explorers.
Yeah, you were great at Underwater Explorers.
I sure was.
Because you couldn't float.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful inside, but we will bring the good vibe.
Did I say it? I said outside.
No, you said inside.
I stopped for a second because I was like, wait a second, did I just Freudian slip? And I did.
Sure did.
It may not be beautiful outside, but we're going to bring the vibes in your car, in your house, wherever you are on Friday here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. We ask you 800-990-3776, which Milwaukee Buck, not named Drew or Giannis, do you want to see step up in this series? We go to that First Midwest Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Let's start with Brian in Lake Mills. Brian, welcome in to Scalzo and Brust.
Oh, happy Friday afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
Friday.
I'd like anyone to step up. Anyone, any of the guards to step up would be a breath of fresh air. And one thing I wanted to talk about was the comparison of last year's first couple of rounds, because obviously Giannis got hurt, was that the Bucks were taking advantage of the other team's star player getting hurt. Just think if Trae Young would not have gotten hurt. He was scorching the Bucks. I think you had that in almost every series. So it's great to say that they did it last year, but the roles are going to be reversed where the other team might now be able to take advantage of the Bucks because one of our star players is hurt. So just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, thank I mean, look, the there's an element of luck with anything. You got to get it like the injury bug, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. You have to stay injury free in just about every sport. And for those people who are like, oh, the Bucks only won the world championship because of the injuries last year to Kyrie Irving and James Harden on one hamstring and Trae Young. Every team, you're seeing it throughout the league right now, is going through that as well. There's been, I saw a tweet comprised of 12 players that would have made a very, very good, formidable, like, finals team of all the injuries of people's in the playoff. So here's my answer to that question. It's the Bulls. This is the first round. The Bulls have yet to prove, other than one game in which they beat the Bucks last game, that they are capable of beating quality teams in the NBA since Lonzo Ball got hurt. We have a two-time MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo, a finals MVP who put up 50 in a closeout game. I think that he can step up. Bobby's going to step up. And again, whether it's Grayson or Pat or both, they can't play any worse than they have. And the Bucks have still been in every single game of this series. So I stay confident to that question from, I believe it was Brian in Lake Mills. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was Brian. Yeah, no, just to that point, right? Like, you cannot anticipate or expect the Chicago Bulls to play as good and clean as they did in game two, probably again in this series, Benny. They shot 48% from outside. That's really not like a performance you can often replicate once again in a series, especially when it's only game two. And we know Mike Budenholzer is good at making those in-between game defensive adjustments. So I anticipate Milwaukee to come out and strike first tonight, because even if haymakers are thrown all game, right, even if this is a slobber knocker of sorts, I still expect Milwaukee to pull through in game three just because of all the chips that are being added onto the aforementioned two-time MVP, finals MVP, defensive player of the year shoulders, Giannis Antetokounmpo. That guy's going to bring down the United Center tonight.
I hope so. 800-990-3776. Tim from Grafton, welcome into Scalzo and Brust.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
I am throwing my two cents in for the dad joke.
Bring it on.
All right, I've been informed I have to submit this to Twitter also, but I thought I'd ask you guys, You know what the Pirates' favorite letter of the alphabet is, correct?
I know the answer. No, that's not the answer, Strophe. I know this one.
Don't tell the answer. Just play along.
Oh,
Tim,
no.
It's R.
No, that's not the correct answer.
Oh, matey. You would think it'd be the R, but it'd be the C.
That was pretty good accent. I'm impressed by the accent.
He should submit that to Twitter and make sure he lets us know that was him, because the way he did a pirate voice better than the hall monitor Jesse Nelson, which you can hear from 9 to noon.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there, Strophe.
Does it take that much?
It doesn't take much at all, but anytime we could one-up Jesse Nelson, which is very easy to do, we want to rub it in his face as much as possible. Fair enough?
Fair. No, totally fair. I welcome and encourage any Jesse Nelson slander, especially on this program.
800-990-3776. Keep it coming. But again, how that dad joke plays into the show today is if you follow at @ScalzoneBrust and you tweet us your best dad jokes in honor of Giannis by tagging at @ScalzoneBrust and at Deer District VIP, you can win. We will choose two winners at the end of the show to win a pass for you and a guest to go to the Deer District VIP area all playoffs long. Yesterday, I said it wrong. I said it was just for a day. Well, guess what? It's for all playoffs long. Don't fight the crowd
for beer.
Don't fight the crowd for the bathroom. Just give us your best dad jokes by following Scalzo and Brust, tweeting your dad joke, and tweeting at Scalzo and Brust and at Deer District VIP, and you have a chance to win those passes. I mentioned it earlier. I really do want to get to one or zero because April 22nd is Earth Day. I will forever know that because it was my ex-girlfriend's birthday.
That being said,
does Earth Day get its due? We'll find out on Scalzo and Brust, one or zero, next.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
What was your favorite thing to do in third grade, man?
Third grade? So third grade, I got in trouble.
No.
Greg's walking out of the studio. I got this, guys. Don't worry.
Scalzo and Brust.
I got in trouble because I took scissors and I cut the person I sat next to's shirt.
What?
In order to make up for it, I then took the teacher out for lunch with my mom, sucked up, you know, and I was like really sucked.
Whoa.
Like, she knew I wasn't a bad kid. I just made a mistake, lapse of judgment. It basically just gave me a slap on the wrist and said, don't do that again. And then Kelly O'Kelly and my mom and I went out for lunch in third grade.
This is the problem with America today. Your parents, your teacher, nobody's hating. Like, you don't think consequences exist for your actions. And then you continue to just leave a path to destruction behind you while everyone else picks up the damn mess.
Whoa.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. It is free beer and free pizza Friday on Scalzo and Brust. If you only hit the drop, baby. End of this segment. I will only be on this very program until 5:30. Alex Strophe and Josh DiMaggio will take you home. I will be heading over to the United Center to call the Bucks Bulls. Usually Greg does this, so it
big
doesn't
time,
sound
big time, Benny
like,
Bucks.
You know,
I can do it for you if you'd like.
Yeah. No, I can do it. It just, I sound like a loser. Like, hey, listen to me on 100.5.
No, you actually don't sound like a loser. You sound like a big deal.
You know what
sound
I mean?
Like
nobody,
a big
likes
deal.
To, nobody likes to talk about themselves.
You're so
ben.
Humble.
I, thank you, guys. Shut up,
fake
Josh.
Fake humble, but
shut,
you're humble.
Shut up, Josh.
Ben.
It makes me uncomfortable talking about that.
Well, Ben Brust on the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. His first road game of the season. Again, you can hear it on 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee. Or if you're listening to us right now in Madison, you can hear it right here on 100.5 ESPN. Big time, Benny Bucks. Proud of you, buddy. Good job.
Joshy, do we teach old Strophe a lesson on the air?
Sure. I don't know what the lesson is, so I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'll teach him the lesson. It is the first road game I'm calling, but you act like you've been there. You don't call the first one. You know, you just say he's on the call on the road for the Bucks.
Oh, you're nervous. Bulls.
No,
you're
not nervous at all. You just make you don't need to make it seem like it's a big deal because it's the first. You act like you've been there before. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't have to act like I've been there before. You can. You can act like you've been there before all you want. I'm proud of you. Let lesson, me be proud of you.
Lesson failed. Lesson failed.
Why can't I be proud of you, Ben?
Lesson failed. As the dad jokes keep coming in to win those VIP tickets, what did one saggy boob say to the other?
Oh, God.
We have to find some support soon, otherwise people will start to think we're nuts. That one's pretty good.
I like that one.
Let's play a little one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
I know that Josh would have been mad if I ate a crunchy baked Lay's chip over the microphone.
Yes, yes. I would have eye rolled you. But I think you have a button there to control your mic, so if you want to.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't turn it off, and I caught myself.
That would have ticked me off.
Nicely done.
He's Alex Strofe. I'm Ben Brust. We're your contestant for one or zero. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He's going to give us a statement. We're going to say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshua, take it away.
Today, as you've mentioned twice on the show, is Earth Day. One or zero. The Earth deserves more than one measly day.
So I ask you, Josh, because I feel like you think that Earth needs more than one day based off the phrasing of the one or zero.
Well, yeah. For only the reason that basically the Earth, it's the only Earth we got that we can reach right now that can have people on it.
So that can reach?
Yeah. I feel like it's deserving of probably a whole month, maybe a quarter. I don't know. Wow. But one day for Earth Day feels like we're shortchanging the Earth.
Well, what if we just treat every day like Earth Day?
Well, I would love if that were the case, but I know for a fact, even today, some people aren't going to treat the Earth like it's Earth Day.
So what, am I not allowed to drive my car? You know, like I drove from Milwaukee to Chicago.
You're only allowed to drive your car.
Where do we draw the line?
Yeah, I know, but like that, like that's like putting emissions into the earth, which could help, you know, heat up the earth. So I'm not doing my part.
I want it to serve as a good reminder actually, if you wanted me to get real honest here, I don't think it should be the responsibility should be shifted onto the average citizen, and it should be shifted on to, you know, the people who do the most creation of the bad things on Earth.
Nice job, Joshy.
Things like
nice
that.
Job.
So I don't think it should be on Ben Brust to drive his car. I just want us to be, you know, a little more conscious of things.
Joshy's
so
saving the world one radio show at a time.
He always does. So I don't mean to sound insensitive here.
Uh-oh.
But I think I'm a zero. I don't really get Earth Day.
I never have. I
don't know what Earth Day is for, right? Like, all I see these days is people posting Instagram photos of them in, like, the woods. Like, I don't know what that does for me. I don't know what I'm doing for the Earth. I just see people,
hey,
you know, posting pictures next
park.
To a tree. Right, right. Like, what does that do for the Earth? I don't
get it. That's why when I asked Josh, I was like, if there's a solution, if there's going to be an Earth Day, it needs to be right. Like everyone stays in, doesn't use electricity.
Right. Let's do something. Like, let's have an initiative we're fighting for. But instead, we're just like, hey, take a look at me, man. I went to Utah once. I had a blast. Like,
I mean,
this
you
doesn't
guys,
do anything.
You guys, are beauty.
Of, you guys are kind of fitting what I'm saying. The Earth Day isn't given enough. If we wanted to be serious about Earth Day, everyone would have the day off. We would volunteer to clean up, the roads, we would clean up. Yeah. What do you mean?
So you're
no.
saying you're basically
nobody
saying
would
no,
do
no,
that.
Saying, hang on,
and then I get a month, and then I get a month of Instagram posts rather than a day.
I think what Josh is going for here is it's almost like you get a day off of work, but it's mandatory.
No,
by
not mandatory.
Society. But basically, where everyone takes a day to clean
everybody
up.
Everybody chips
and,
in, right?
Yeah, pick up the garbage on the street. Yeah.
It's strongly suggested. You know, each community offers events for people to
when your
if
boss
they wish
says
to.
That to you that it's like not mandatory.
Well,
we're not doing boss.
We're not doing boss because boss, I don't want you to tell me anything. What I want it to be is a community thing where we all look to one another and say, hey, I'll spare an hour or two and I'll go down to the Milwaukee River and clean up along the river there to make sure there's no litter getting into our waterway. Stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, but Josh, you're sitting on your podium here, your pedestal, saying, we should do more. What did you do for Earth Day, Josh?
I did nothing.
Because
he drives
snuck
a gas efficient
car.
I do. I drive a Prius. Thank you very much.
Oh, do you? Good for you.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, we could improve Earth Day. I didn't know Earth Day was today until I looked at what the looked at the calendar. So I'm saying we could all do a better job.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But I just have never gotten the concept.
Well, because you hate the Earth and you want it to burn down to the ground. And yeah, that's fine. We'll move on. After years of unruly parents turning youth sporting events into toxic environments, the cancellation of games and entire seasons has exasperated a problem with people unwilling to be referees. I read that so good, guys. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was some big words
in there.
One or zero. There is no bigger loser than a parent who yells at refs at youth sporting events.
You know, I think there might be a necessary day for like parenting skills at sporting events more than Earth Day.
Right.
I agree.
Like, parents are lunatics, and
they are.
They're completely out of their mind. Everyone thinks that their kid is the next Giannis or LeBron or whoever or Steph Curry,
Mike Trout.
And Aaron Rodgers, you name whoever the favorite player of the kid is, immediately the parents think their kid will turn into that. And look, I'm generalizing here because I know there are some parents that don't get involved in stuff like this, but it's becoming a problem in which I'm seeing like fights from parents in like referees. Like, what are we doing here? We're losing our minds as a society. COVID definitely didn't help that. We all just like got like a bunch of energy built up over like a year and a half of staying inside. Now
yeah.
It's just getting worse day by day. Man, this just went south fast.
Yeah, it did. I'm a one here, Joshy. I'm going to sound way too much like Jesse Nelson for a minute, so bear with me.
Oh, no.
But in college and in high school, I spent my summers umpiring baseball games.
Whoa, Nelly!
Nicely done. Baseball is the worst sport for crazy parents and grandparents because it is the one sport where the officials are stationary, especially if you're a home plate umpire, right? You don't move the whole game. So I have had numerous occasions where I either had to warn or kick out grandfathers and dads and moms that are just being relentless because I call the strike on their 12-year-old. Like, let's learn how to be normal again.
Are you sure,
man?
It was a strike?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, was it a strike?
Yeah.
How are those
it's
eyes?
My call, man.
What's
it's
your
my
vision?
Call. It's a strike. Really bad. I'm almost legally blind.
Who are you? Joe West back there? You're like a dictator running a tight ship?
It's my call. If I say it's a strike,
you know
it's a strike.
What? This is starting to make a lot of sense, Josh.
I'm gonna turn you off here.
This is why him and Jesse Nelson get along so much, because they're just
We do not get along. We do not get along.
Dorky,
do not
Hallmark.
Put that into the ether. We do not get along. That guy gets under my skin more than you do, Benny, and that's saying something.
Well, that's on you, because I have never lost a speck of sleep from Jesse Nelson. That means he's living rent-free in your head.
Oh, he is. I will completely admit that. Joshy deals with that little dweeb on a daily basis, right?
I do. And Ben mentioned how COVID has changed people and it has caused people to kind of lose their minds.
I can't wait for this.
There was a period in time when COVID first happened and we were at home where the only person I interacted with in person was Jesse Nelson for 6 months. It was me and Jesse Nelson in an office alone. It is enough to drive any sane man crazy.
That sounds about right.
I said I was going to
really
be nice to him for a whole week after he recorded the video for Best of Madison. And I just
spent about 48
him.
Hours.
Just took him
spent
out.
About 48 hours. Yeah.
I just
nicely
took
done.
Him. Sorry, Jesse. Actually, I'm not sorry.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Free beer and free pizza Friday time on Scalzo and Brust. If you don't know how it works, you call 800-990-3776. We get one caller from Madison, one caller from Milwaukee, and you are going to win a case, people. A case of Shiner beer. A case of new Shiner sea salt. It is so delicious. You will love it as we get warmer weather here. You win a case of Shiner beer and also Palermo's pizza. What goes better than beer and pizza right now on a Friday? You have your chance to win. Caller 1 in Milwaukee. Caller 1 in Madison. 800-990-3776. Debo Samuel, still available. He wants to be traded. Packers better make a run. We'll tell you why next on Scalzo and Brust.